Melissa Lee has been booted from Cabinet and stripped of the Broadcasting Communications portfolio. The Prime Minister has also stripped Penny Simmons of the Disability Issues portfolio. Joining me now is our political editor, Jo Moyer. Kia ora, Jo. What can you tell us?
So, yes, a big announcement here from the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, today. He has, as you've said, stripped two ministers of those portfolios. What this means is that Melissa Lee is now also out of Cabinet, as well as a result of losing that broadcasting media communications portfolio. Penny Simmons was never in Cabinet, so it doesn't affect her in that sense. The ministers that will pick up these portfolios, Louise Upston is going to pick up the disability issues portfolio under that umbrella of social development, which she already has, and Paul Goldsmith will pick up the media and communications portfolio. Now, Christopher Luxon has said in a statement to media that the rationale for this is that he wants senior ministers to be dealing with these significant challenges in these portfolios at the moment. Both Paul Goldsmith and Louise Upston, of course, were previous ministers in the last national government, so do bring that experience to the table. Simon Watts, who is the climate change minister currently, he is going to come into Cabinet as a result of these changes. Now, there was some frustration that that portfolio wasn't actually in Cabinet in the first place. So those in the climate change environment space will probably be quite pleased to hear that Simon Watts will be going into Cabinet to take that spot that Melissa Lee is leaving. Interesting too, this media communications portfolio, it has always been a bit of a poison chalice. You'll remember, Charlotte, ministers like Claire Curran previously, Chris Farfoy, Willie Jackson, they all had problems with it. It was never an easy one. Claire Curran, of course, got stripped of it as well. And now we have a situation with Melissa Lee, who has also just faced too many challenges with it, too many bad headlines, and Christopher Luxon has made the decision to act.
Yeah, this wasn't an expected decision as such, was it?
I think you could probably say it was coming. There has been a lot of commentary and a lot of rhetoric about Melissa Lee and Penny Simmons both losing this sort of narrative and not having control over either of these portfolios. They have both had a lot of bad headlines of late, and neither minister has done a very good job of actually stepping up, taking control of the situation and coming across with some sort of sense of authority on it. It's often fell to the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, and other senior ministers to actually deal with some of these issues. Nicola Willis, for example, ended up almost having to kind of take over that issue around the financial problems that we saw in the disability issues portfolio. Mm. So there was definitely a sense that these ministers were under the pump and feeling the pressure a little bit there. So there were many who thought that these ministers may not hold on to those portfolios for the full term. For it to happen so early on is probably a little bit surprising, but clearly Christopher Luxon has taken an approach to this that you nip it in the bud early, and he doesn't want to see any more bad headlines out of it.
Thank you very much. That's our political editor, Jo Moyer, with the latest on their two people booted from their portfolios.